so sorry if you hear me, you know, being congested. Like a human being. Ew. All right. I'm going to launch in. All right. This is by Rotten Pines. Doesn't matter how big it is. You are perfect just the way you are. Sweetie, what's the matter? You're worried? Worried about what? Oh, baby, don't be silly. I won't think it's too small. Seriously, I don't know where guys get this silly idea about penis size. There are so many more important things to making love than the size of a man's dick. Other girls have told you it was too small? Well, fuck them. They probably don't know what they're talking about. You think I'm just pitying you, huh? Jesus, I don't know what those bitches must have told you to make you think this way, but maybe this will snap you out of it. Just quick side note. No, I'm not going to do a personal story right now. Sorry. This was such a wonderful evening. Thank you for taking me out tonight. That restaurant was incredible, and the ice cream shop we went to afterwards was so much fun. But really, what I enjoyed most of all was just walking around and talking with you. No, really, I don't need any fancy dates or expensive gifts to make me happy. The only thing I really need is you. Yeah, you understand me better than any person I've ever been with. When I'm with you, everything just seems to fall right into place. It's like you know me better than I know myself. And I feel so safe, so secure, just having you by my side. I love you. It's getting late. Do you want to spend the night? Sweetie, what's the matter? Did I do something wrong? It's not me? Well, then what? It's okay, you can talk to me. Please, talk to me. You're worried. Worried about what? Oh, come on, you can tell me anything. You're worried I might think it's too... Oh my gosh, don't be silly. I won't think it's too small. Seriously, I don't know where guys get this silly idea about penis size. There are way more important things to making love than the size of a dick. Besides, I've seen that bulge in your pants and it looks just fine to me. Oh, other girls have told you it was too small? Well, fuck them. They probably don't know what they're talking about. I mean it. I don't care how big it is. So please, just show me. That's it. Pull your pants down. There you go. Oh, no, don't cover it up. I want to see it. Just look at it. It's perfect. Yes, I mean it. I don't care how big it is. It's perfect because it's a part of you. And you are perfect just the way you are. Oh, you think I'm pitying you? No. <Mm-mm. laughs> I don't know what those bitches must have told you to make you think this way, but maybe this will snap you out of it. You like that? Do you like the way I suck you off? The way my tongue dances around the head of this perfect cock of yours? Do you like the way my tongue just licks up and down? and the length of your shaft, the way it traces its bulging veins as you get nice and hard for me. And how about those balls of yours, sweetie? Do you like it when I suck your beautiful cum-filled balls? Are they nice and full for me? Are they ready to pump out loads of hot, steamy cum just for me? I bet they are. Now, look at me. Look at how I am worshiping this beautiful cock of yours. Do you think I would just go to all this trouble if I didn't think your penis was the most wonderful, most magnificent, most absolutely perfect thing in the world? I love you, and I want you to remember this for the rest of your life. In fact, I think I have an idea. Take out your phone. Yes, I'm serious. Now, take a good look at me. That's right. See me looking up at you. See me pulling my tits out to give you an even better show. See me dancing my tongue around your slit. Now take a picture. Take a picture of me like this. A picture of me with my big tits on show for you. With my tongue teasing your slit, with me looking up at you as if to say, I love you, I adore you, I want nothing more than to get down on my knees and worship this magnificent cock of yours. Do it. Perfect. From now on, anytime you're feeling bad about yourself, anytime you start to think that maybe you aren't good enough, I want you to look at that photo. A photo of a woman in awe of your beautiful, wonderful cock. And I want you to remember these words. You are perfect. So, are you feeling better? No more silly worries about size. You're really hard for me. I know just what to do with this. Let me spread my legs for you. You see my pussy? You see how wet it is? That's all because of you. Can't fake a wet pussy. That's how you made me. You in that magnificent cock of yours. Now come here and fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck my warm, wet cunt with that perfect cock of yours. Oh, it feels so good. The way your cock pumps in and out of me, the way it hits all the right places. It's like we're made for each other. Like this cock was made to fuck me. Fuck. Oh, I love it. I love you. You're the only one for me. I don't want anyone else but you. You and this magnificent cock of yours. Oh. This is really fast, but baby, you're gonna make me come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come for you. Are you gonna come for me? Do it. Do it. Do it. Come for me. Fill my pussy with your cum. Pump that magnificent seed of yours deep inside me. I need it. Please give it to me. Please come for me. Please, please, please come. Come. Come inside me. Yeah. don't get up yet. Hold me. Lay here with me. Cuddle with me. I'm all yours, baby. My body belongs to you and only you, so please stay here and keep me safe and warm in your arms. That's it. Just like that. I want to lay like this until morning, and then I want to spend tomorrow just worshiping you all over again. Don't forget, you are perfect. Absolutely perfect. Just the way you are. I love you, sweetie. Oh, damn. I cut out? I specifically tried to, that was like a pretty quiet orgasm by my standards. And I turned my head and I was like back against the back wall of the booth. Damn. I mean, that was really quite a quiet orgasm. I seriously might just swap out this mic, except I've got to do some book work a little bit later and it's kind of a pain in the ass. Duh. Well, the good news is, you know, what you guys are hearing is throttled down through the inner tubes, the inner webs, and I'm still recording in high fidelity on my end. So whenever I get around to doing editing and post-production, we'll have a high-ish quality recording that does not cut out because, let me look. Oh, yeah. I didn't top out on my recording, on my end, so to speak.